Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The Rescue. Are you loving God on Monday? I was reading and the word rescue popped out at me. What does that mean for you as a Christian? And is there not another call to all of us to be a rescuer too? Ezekiel 34:11. For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them. So I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I see that he declares his title, Sovereign Lord, meaning I have everything under control. My plan is to bring glory to the Father, and I myself will search you out and look after you. I will rescue you from all your dark places, from all your confusion and misinformation, your sin, your depravity, your unholiness and unrighteousness. I will rescue you. Psalm 91:14. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Because he loves me, I will rescue him. Because he acknowledges my name, he called upon me. And my promise, my word is to answer him. I will be with him in trouble. And more than that, I will deliver him and honor him. Why? Because you loved God. Why? Because you called upon the Lord. And he will be with you. How is that going for you? How is your rescue process advancing? Do you feel like he has sought you out? Do you feel like you've been found? Or are you still the wandering prodigal, scattered among the philosophies of the world, lost in the dark place of distortion and confusion, uncommitted, unappreciated, and lonely to the core? How have you done with those four words? Because he loved me. Have you been loving God with all of who you are? Have you surrendered your old life, the old thinking, the old habits, and laid them at the foot of the cross? Or are you a 20%er? You know, that Sunday morning patriot gathering your family up to head off to the ceremonial house of God. Yeah, that makes me feel better too. Gathering in worship for a little while, escaping from the craziness of my life. It's supposed to, you know. But for the 20 or 30%er, it's only a band-aid that washes off on Monday with the first barrage of temptations, habits, irritations, and general normalcies of life. How are you loving God on Monday? Or can I ask it another way? How have you loved God in your prayers? What has been your cry to the Father? Have you been like the man beating on the door in the middle of the night in Luke 11:5, calling upon the Lord? What are you fighting for? Did you know the believer no longer lives for himself? That he lives for the kingdom? Hard question. What are you living for? What does that fruit look like? What does your dependence on the Holy Spirit look like? There was a time when we were children and we thought and spoke and acted as children, but there has come a day when it is time to grow up and take on the responsibilities of an adult Christian. 1 Corinthians 13:11. An adult who communicates with the Father. It is time to grow beyond the learning from others, beyond the Sunday school of our youth, and press into the deeper waters of adulthood. We are called to be like Christ, We are called to be a rescuer of others by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is time that we learn that the believer can only live their life by the power of the Almighty Himself if they are to live in heavenly places on earth. For loving, or His loving of God, is this continual communication, this continual prayer, which is the power of the Holy Spirit that will strengthen them mightily so that Christ may dwell in his heart by faith, and that he will and all of the saints be filled with love and with all the fullness of God. Ephesians. His prayer is his continual knocking at God's door, is that God in his infinite power may reveal his Son to them in all the fullness and in all power. That is loving God. That unleashes the power of the Spirit to rescue you from, you name it, in your life, so you can be an instrument of his peace. Yes, you will become a rescuer by his Spirit's power. He will empower you and use you for the purpose you were created for. You know that thing we've been searching for all of our life? Proverbs 24:11, rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering towards slaughter. If you say, but we knew nothing about this, does not he who weighs the heart perceive it? Does not he who guards your life know it? Will he not repay each person according to what he has done? Jeremiah 1:7. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. And lastly, 2 Peter 2. If this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue godly men from trials and to hold the righteous for the day of judgment. Rather, he would hold the unrighteous for the day of judgment while continuing their punishment. God is with you. It's time to grow up. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled week.